This EPN podcast is brought to you by Shopify.com, where e-commerce is made easy. Shopify is the most elegant, customizable, and affordable hosted e-commerce platform available. To get your first 60 days free, use coupon code EPN at Shopify.com.
This is Dr. Bill Lampton, and welcome to the Speech Coaching Radio Show, a part of the EPN Network. My speech coaching advice for today is, your smallest audiences deserve your biggest effort. Most of us have spoken to small audiences, sometimes disappointingly small. Deflated, we might have felt our enthusiasm disappearing. This little group, we muttered to ourselves, is hardly worth the effort. Yet, let's examine the approach taken by two of the greatest performers in show business history, Bob Hope and his frequent comedic partner, Jerry Colonna. Colonel Gerald Graham hosted them during World War II when they came to a New Guinea army base to entertain the troops. After their performance to 5,000 soldiers, the colonel escorted the entertainers back to the barracks. "Bet you're hungry after that long show," he said. "Want a sandwich?" "Sure do," they answered. "Then follow me back to the kitchen." When they arrived, the colonel instructed them to tell the two cooks what they wanted. After placing his order, Bob Hope asked the cooks, "You fellows see the show?" "No, sir," they replied. "We couldn't. We had to stay here on duty." Bob and Jerry stepped aside for a minute. They spoke to each other with whispered tones. Turning back to the cooks in a minute or so, they asked, "Well, would you like to see the show now?" Quite surprised, the soldiers replied, "Of course we would." Then Bob Hope and Jerry Colonna performed the entire show, including the musical parts, minus the band, of course. In remembering the event, Colonel Graham said, "I learned what true, dedicated entertainers Bob and Jerry were. Obviously, they considered an audience of any size, even two people, worth their best effort." There's a grand lesson there for every speaker. We should consider an audience of 2 or 20 people equally as significant and deserving as an audience of 200 or 2,000. To make the most of your opportunities with a small audience, follow these pointers. Keep your attitude positive. Recognize that this audience has given you some treasured gifts. One is their time, the hour they will listen to you, and the hours it took them to get there. Another is their respect, which their invitation indicated directly, and which they will confirm as they listen intently. Be grateful for their gifts and give them most sincerely your top-tier content and delivery. Avoid saying to anybody, especially your host, that you're dejected about the number who came to the event. If you refer to the crowd size at all, privately or publicly, praise them for coming. You might even clap and get them to join in applauding themselves. Be sure your nonverbal communication is as upbeat and positive as it would be for a crowd 10 times this size. Meet every audience member before you begin, and chat for a minute, as you cannot do with 1,000 attendees. Imagine the boost in expectation and support when you have greeted each individual personally. Introduce more interactive exercises related to your topic, of course, than you might use ordinarily. Some who would be too shy to voice their opinions to a packed auditorium will become quite vocal among 20 people. Welcome the likelihood of greater input and facilitate it vigorously. Give your complete, unabridged presentation, as Bob Hope and Jerry Colonna did. Offer more extensive follow-up that you couldn't offer for a massive group. Please take my business card afterward, and feel free to call me next week with any one specific question you'd like to discuss with me. I'll be glad to talk with each of you for 10 minutes to see how I can address the one problem or issue you'll describe. Now, everybody won't take you up on your generous offer, but all of them will welcome your willingness to help after the meeting. A final reminder. When you watch a speaker address many thousands of listeners in a packed assembly, you can be sure they did not start at that level. Instead, they spoke to many dozens of small audiences, giving them their finest information and liveliest delivery. Only so did they earn the opportunity to keynote major events. Thanks for tuning in to the Speech Coaching Radio Show here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I'm your host, Dr. Bill Lampton.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.